We're doing the book of Hosea. We're up to the what's called the 11th chapter, the 9th pasuk. And God was lamenting. He says, how can I punish them? I love them. And my nation is in doubt whether they should return or not. And God says, and even though they're not doing what they should be doing, how could I hurt them? How could I destroy them? And God says, so to speak, in spite of my anger, my heart overturns with compassion over my children, over the Jewish people. Lo eseh charon api, lo ashuv leshachet Ephraim. I will not pour out my wrath. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, the northern 10 tribes. Ki el anochi velo ish, vekir becha kadosh. Velo avo ve'ir. God says, for I am omnipotent. I could always punish them. I don't have to punish them right now. I will have more patience with them. Because I am Eil. I am the powerful one who I do good and I wait. I'm not like the human being who has to be quick in taking revenge because maybe he won't have a chance to do it. I'm not like the human beings that have to be quick to take revenge. And therefore I will again place my Shekhinah among you. The holiness will be among you. And I will not enter another city. I will not choose Mecca or Medina or anything else. I'm with you. I've chosen my city. And I will not come into a different city. Acharei Adonai yelechu ke'aryei yishag, ki hu yishag ve'yechirdu vanim miyam. Hashem says, when the time comes, when the redemption comes, then the Jews will follow Hashem to their land, ke'aryei yishag, just like when the lion roars, the other animals gather. In a metaphorical sense, the lion is the king. He lets out his roar. Everyone gathers. So to Hashem, ki hu yishag, he will call out, and he will, over here, that's a reference to the fact that Hashem will arouse the hearts to come to the land of Israel. The yechirdu vanim, and the children will come into the land of Israel, miyam, from the distant territories, from out in the sea. So Hashem says, I will gather them back into the land of Israel. Now we're going with one understanding in these psukim. There are other understandings in these psukim, but we got to stick to one. So right now we're going with one. That's it. We'll learn this again. We'll learn a different understanding. Achrei Hashem yelechu could mean they will go after Hashem the way we're accustomed to the psukim in Navi saying they will go after Hashem, they will go in His ways, in His footsteps. They will learn to behave kindly. Yechirdu chitzipo mimitzrayim uchiyona meyeretz ashur. They will come swiftly. Yechirdu could mean they will be in fear, but yechirdu could also mean when a person like has respect for someone else, he's quick to do what they say. So yechirdu, they will come quickly. Chitzipo mimitzrayim, just as a bird comes swiftly, they will come from Egypt. Uchiyona, and just as a dove flies quickly, they will come Eretz Ashur from the Assyrian Empire. Vehoshavtim al bateyim ne'um Adonai, and I will let them settle the land with confidence in their homes. So says Hashem. Sivavuni v'chach Ephraim uv'milma beit Yisrael. The kingdom of Ephraim has surrounded me as though they've returned to me, as though they've done tshuva. But the truth is, Hashem says, I know that they're not for real. They're fakers. Sivavuni, they've surrounded me as though they've come back to me. But it is v'chachash, with lies, Ephraim. Uv'mirma, and with deceit, the Beit Israel, the house of Israel, makes believe they've done tshuva. Vihuda, עוד רד אימל ועם קדושים נאמן. But Yehuda, he is still leading the people. He is still rad from the word rodeh. He is still ruling over the Jewish people im el, with Hashem. The kings over there forced the people to go in the ways of Hashem. The im kedoshim, and with the holy God, Neeman, they are faithful to fulfill God's words. Ephraim roe ruach v'rodef kadim kol hayom kazav v'shod yarbeh. Ephraim is shepherding the wind. It's like a shepherd that doesn't have real cattle. They're shepherding the wind. V'rodef kadim, and they chase after the eastern wind. Kol hayom kazav v'shod yarbeh, continuously, all day long. They do plenty of lies and cheating one another. Uvrit imashu yichrotu v'shemin lemitzrayim yuval. And they don't worry about the dangers that the prophets warn of. They're not worried because they've signed a pact with the Assyrian Empire, and they send oil to bribe the Egyptians to help them. So they think they could live the lives the way they want to. So they're leading immoral lives. V'riv l'Adonai im Yehuda. And being that ultimately Yehuda too will go in the footsteps of Ephraim, Hashem says, then my fight, so to speak, will be with Yehuda as well. V'livkod al Yaakov derachav, kemal alav yashiv lo. And so God joins everyone together. He says, and so I'm going to take them all to task. V'lifkod al Yaakov. And therefore I will remember for Jacob, the Jewish people as a whole, kidrachav, the way they've gone, the paths they've chosen. Kimal alav yashiv lo. And Hashem says, and I will pay them back in kind with the lifestyle they're leading. Babeti nakav et achiv uvono sara et Elohim. Yaakov, their forefather, still back in, when he was in his mother's womb, he grabbed a hold of Esav's heel, and that was a sign of what was yet to come, that God's going to give them the control to take over Esav's territory. Uveono, and with his strength, Sara et Elohim, he overpowered an angel. Right? We know the story. Yaakov fighting the angel and he overpowers him. Vayasar el malach vayuchal bacha vayitchan el lo. And when he overpowered the angel and he overcame him, vayuchal, he was successful, he overcame him. Bacha vayitchan el lo, the angel wept, he begged him, he begged Yaakov. Beitel yimtzenu v'sham yedaber imanu. He said to him, why do you demand I bless you? Don't worry, when we get to Beitel, God will bless you, and I'll be there, and I'll admit that you deserve the blessings. Beitel yimtzenu, God will catch up to us in Beitel. Why do you demand I bless you now? And Yaakov had a reason why he demanded he bless him then. It's as though Hashem says, you know, I gave Yaakov the power to overcome angels. So how come you don't have confidence in me? How come you think you have to make the pacts with the different nations and you're worried what they're going to say and what they're going to say? So you do all kinds of things in order to appease them. But why? Look at your history. I let you succeed in a supernatural way. V'Adonai Elohei Tzevaot. Adonai zichro. God says, I control all the armies. Vashem Elokei Tzvakot. Hashem is the God, the force that controls all the armies. Hashem zichro. Hashem, just the mere name, the tetragrammaton indicates Yud Kei Vav Kei comes from the word Hoveh, existence. Hashem gives everything existence at every given moment. What the Yud Kei Vav Kei means in a simple sense is there's the word Hoveh, existence. When you add the Yud to that, so it's giving existence. Hashem says, I give existence at every moment to all of humanity and all of creation. So Hashem says, Hashem Zichro, the mere mention of my name is indicative of the fact that I control the world. So why do you think you need other forces to help you? V'ata be'lohecha tashuv. And so to you, you have to come back, do tshuva, return to leaning on Hashem. Chesed u'mishpat shemo v'kavei elohecha tamid. What you have to do is maintain a life of kindness, a life of justice, and then have faith in Hashem because He'll be at your side. The Prophet is talking to the Jewish people at large. You know, the Jewish people at large have all these promises. When we do what's right, then in a general sense, V'ayayim shamo tishmu, you maintain the Torah, Hashem says, then the land of Israel will be prosperous, the people of Israel will be prosperous. So Hashem, in speaking to the people in a general sense, is saying, you, the people, return to a moral way of life, and I too will return the blessings, as you know I have the power to do.